You guys should have gotten the DeAndre Houston Carson update. He was limited. His back flared up a little bit. We'll see how that feels going into tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll open it up for questions. Well, I think they're pretty good, you know, front to back. You know, I think they present some problems up front. They've got some good-sized guys inside playing nose and three technique, both ends. You know, they've got a pretty good core guys that they wave through there, but their starters are pretty good. I think 97 got us once last game. You know, I think their second-level linebackers are good, athletic. You know, they've been together for a minute, so they're pretty sound. They're not real exotic, but they are very sound in what they do. You know, they got it. Probably should have been in the Pro Bowl. Free safety, and then they got a good corner crew that they've invested a lot of high picks in.
What stood out to you for Case Keenum, and had you looked at him in the offseason as a consideration here at all?
Yeah, I think he was a starting quarterback a couple years ago when I was with Denver and we went to St. Louis. So, you know, I've seen him bang around the league. You know, he came in our game, first game here at Soldier. You know, after Bradford went out, you know, I think he adds a dimension that maybe they didn't have. And that he is mobile. They move the pocket with him quite a bit. And, you know, I think their skilled people have come on. I think they're in the top 5 to 10 in receptions and yardage, both Thielen and Diggs. You know, their tight end's a gifted receiver. So he's got some weapons as well as he's played good within their system.
Charles, Kyle Fuller's consistency surprised you this year?
No, not really. You know, I saw him our first year here. I thought, you know, he was a solid, good young player. We had him into Denver when we were going through the draft process. I was impressed with him, you know, as a guy. I thought he'd fit pretty well. You know, then last year was, you know, disappointing for everybody. You know, I think wasn't one of our strongest areas of our football team, and with him out made it, you know, even worse. I don't think he played a snap of the regular season a year ago. But I think it's a tribute to him, you know, our training staff, really basically him, how hard he's worked this offseason. And, you know, now you're starting to see the benefits of that.
When you brought Vic in 3 years ago, did you know him at all?
Yeah, I mean, you don't spend 30 years in this league, you know, not knowing most people, especially when they've been around for a while. But, you know, I go all the way back when he was on Jim Moore's staff in New Orleans. You know, he and Dom were together. Dom was Dom Capers, I'm referring to. You know, this guy knew we were fellow secondary coaches, and you know, so I got to know him. I got to know Vic through Dom.
People always say that the defense takes on the personality of its coordinator. Do you see that with Vic and what he's built here in the last 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know about all the personality stuff, but you know, I know we've played good and gotten a lot better in the last 3 years. Well, I think he's experienced. You know, he's seen a lot of offenses. You know, you have to grow and change in this league. The game's changed a lot, you know, over that time, you know, from personnel groups to formations to style of play. You know, so, you know, I think he's done a good job staying up with that. You know, we see no huddle a lot more. It's just become a different game, you know, so you have to evolve in time with that.
See Eddie Jackson going in the future in terms of what you've seen from him this year and the path he's on?
You know, like a lot of our young players, you know, Nick Kwiatkowski a year ago, you know, guys that just have kind of grown. You know, I think Eddie's, you know, got a good football acumen, you know, coming through Alabama. You know, Nick, his head coach, was a DB coach for a long time. In fact, another guy I knew way back when as a secondary coach in the NFL. And, you know, you go through 4 years of that system and the techniques, you've got a pretty good feel. And naturally, he's pretty good. He's got good ball skills. As I mentioned, I think when we drafted him, he was a punt returner. Actually, that's how he broke his leg. You know, whether that affected his draft status or not, I'm not sure. But, you know, he's got good tracking skills, and, you know, he's come up and learned a lot about secondary play.
He's played something like all but 8 snaps or 10 snaps for you. We talked about the rookie wall. Did he at any point hit that?
No, these guys, it's been a tremendous rookie class. You know, all of them have been impressive that way. You know, they're a close-knit group. Lamar Campbell, our guy who works with our player development, has done a good job of, you know, kind of getting those guys together, spending a lot of time with them. They have a lot of extra meetings. The NFL mandates a lot of rookie meetings, and, you know, that group is bonded. And, you know, they're a pretty close-knit group.
And especially with a guy like Shaheen, in your experience as a coach, have you ever been in a situation where you've seen a guy just kind of lay the foundation and just knew he was going to take off, and then he actually did blossom in the next year? Has that been predictable at all in your coaching experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, you identify that fairly quick. You know, I think and Adam would fit that mold. You know, I think you could see early on that he had the skill set physically, but I think what kind of separates guys is mentally, how mentally tough, physically tough they are, and, you know, really how they grow. And it takes that kind of grit to improve every day, regardless of what you do.
Is there any example in your career that you can remember where you knew a guy was going to take off and he did, you know what I'm saying? A guy who hadn't shown much, you know what I'm saying, as a younger player maybe?
I think at some point you have to show something. I think of a whole lot of guys that you could tell early on. I thought Bob Miller was going to be pretty good pretty early in his career. And, he had a couple hiccups, but, I think he's done pretty well for himself.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.